Well, good morning. How's everybody doing? Let's take a deep breath. This is our moment right here, right now. Our moment to come together to celebrate us. And as we prepare our minds and our hearts for this service, we do so knowing there is only one presence and one power in the universe, and that's God, the good, omnipotent, and guess what? That power and that presence moves in and throughout each and every one of us. And we are grateful. Dear God, for this day, for this beautiful chapel, for the warmth in here that we are enjoying, for the technology, and for the words that will be spoken, and the music that we shall enjoy, we give you thanks for it all. So for this and all things, we say, thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. Amen.
Spirit, flow through me like a melody, ancient and bright. Song is you. May all people hear strains so sweet and clear. Let your joy come through, for the song is you. I will be the instrument you play. Bring your sweet
morning.
Good morning.
And welcome, everyone. Today's word is world peace. I live my vision for a peaceful world. To bring about peace in the world, I begin by paying attention to my first reaction when I feel I have been treated unjustly. I do not deny my feelings, but neither do I allow anger, envy, or other negative feelings to take control of my response. I feel my feelings, but that I remain committed to living the truth I know. Regardless of behavior, every person is a divine being, a living expression of God. I call upon my divine faculties of love, faith, and strength to guide my next steps. No matter how another responds, I remain centered in God. My efforts make a difference. Peace between individuals creates peace within families, in communities, and among the nations of the world. In today's reading from Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17, the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness, and trust forever.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, you're looking radiant out there. I love it. Welcome, everyone. If you are new today, either in person or online, we welcome you with open arms. We hope that you find peace and tranquility here and the answers to your prayers. We have certain statements that we believe in, and we're going to say them now. So the vision statement, please say this with me. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. The Unity Affirmation is said by thousands of Unity churches every Sunday, and we're going to join in right now together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. We have a youth in our midst today, so let's get our energy going and send our energy to this young man, as well as to all the children in the world. Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Welcome, darling. Our announcements, let's see what's going on here. Movie night is next Friday, right? The 21st, and it's going to be, Tom Hanks, all right, my favorite guy, in the movie A Man Called Otto. Yeah, so it starts at 7 o'clock, so please come. There's no fee to come in. We have snacks, and we enjoy the movie watching it together. So please feel free to come next Friday at 7 o'clock. Our next Lessons in Truth class will be next Sunday, the 23rd. Bring a snack lunch with you if you like. And there's usually things downstairs anyway. And it's going to be on Lessons in Truth by Emily Cady. And it's just a discussion period where we read from the book and we chat about what Dr. Cady has to say, which is always profound. And what we have to say, which is also phenomenal, because we live these philosophies in our lives. Spring cleaning for the soul is going to be coming up on May 6th from 9 to 12 noon. More details will be coming up, but it's going to be a fun time, so be sure and come. There are some classes and book studies coming up, which you can read on your little green slip here. And did I forget anything? I don't think so. All right, we'll have some more music.
is finally dawn, born anew. The bitter cold and the icy gloom are not tiny buds about to bloom. They will rise in you.
You are my light.
You are my life.
You are my joy.
You are my joy. And be born anew. Let every heart be lifted higher. Let every soul now be inspired to rise in you.
You are my light.
You are my light.
You are my joy.
Good morning, everyone, once again. And good morning to anyone who may be listening to this over the wonderful electronic system. Boy, we're really doing good, aren't we? We have all this technology that's been developed. And when we learn to use it correctly, oh my, just think there could be people sitting in Florida listening this morning. So we are grateful. We're grateful. Well, one thing the Lenten season reminds us is that we need to put forth a consistent positive effort every day in order to remain in the Christ consciousness state of mind, huh? We can't just go through the season working and practicing and then let it go and not continue to work on it. They say 40 days we can develop a habit in 40 days. So, why not go forth thinking about that, developing a habit of knowing the truth of your being. I can't think of any better thing to do, can you? So, in the scriptures, there's an account of Naomi and her husband and two sons who traveled to the land of the Moabites because of a famine that was going on in their own country in Judah. Well, while they were there, the husband died, and the two sons married Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. And we've heard those names, right? Orpah and Ruth. They were the daughter-in-laws of Naomi. So, on down the road, the sons died. And I promise you, this is not going to be a lesson to bring us down. But along the way, the sons died. And so Naomi decided, well, I'm going to return to my homeland. And she told the women that they're free to return to their mother's house. So Orpah did so immediately. She didn't even stop to think about it. She immediately turned back to her mother's home, dropping what she had learned about one God, returning to what was familiar to her. Ruth had become accustomed to the one God of Abraham, and she was flourishing as a result of studying as they did in Judah, in the land of Judah. So, Ruth told the mother-in-law, "Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." She had a revelation and chose whom she would serve. We do that, don't we? That's why we're here. All of us in this room, we've had a revelation and we've chosen to serve the one presence and the one power, to open ourselves up, to be expressions of God, to move through this earth plane as God's hands here on this earth, reaching out and touching to others who may be in need of this truth. I don't know about you, but it's my mission to reach out and touch as many people as I can in a day with my Christ light shining. That's my mission. How about you? If not, come to some classes and let's get into it and get your mission light burning. We experience times like Orpah and Ruth. You know, during the season of Lent, have you worked on something in particular? Or have you kept your mind stayed on the fact that in you is something that rises up, that resurrects, comes together, spirit, soul, and body? You know, we all run the risk of moving back into how we used to operate. But that's not the norm. You know, people like to talk nowadays, there's a new norm. Well, the new norm is an old norm. God is alive and well in you. And when we focus, when we keep our mind stayed on that fact, when we run up against the challenges in life and stand in our truth, oh my, it's a whole new world, whole new avenue. I see on a Sunday, I'm really privileged because you know what? On a Sunday, I get to stand and look out and I see light bulbs coming on in those little heads of yours. And what a beautiful sight to see you coming into your own, knowing this truth, going forth from here and standing and leaning on it in a time of need. There are times when things hit us so hard, fast and furious. Well, last night, when things like that occur, you have something in you you can grab hold of and know everything is working together for the good of the collective consciousness. That's the consciousness of all people. And there are those of us who hold that light of truth. We let our light shine so that others will know there's nothing to fear. So we have to stay on guard. You have to stay on guard. You have to catch yourself. I like to say, what are you thinking when you're not thinking? You have to catch yourself. See where your thoughts are being placed, what they're doing. We just had a discussion this morning at Walk the Talk about thoughts. It's a discussion group that's from 9 to 10 in the morning. And we were talking about those thoughts. Not every thought you think is going to manifest into something. Know that right now. But when you put energy in it, when you feed it, growing up, we had a coal stove. Anybody have a coal stove, or am I giving my age away? Growing up, we had a coal stove. And my dad used to shovel and put the coal in the stove and stoke it a little bit so we could stay warm. That's what we need to do with ourselves. Feed ourselves this truth. Stand on your affirmations. Move through this experience called human life, stoking and feeding that fuel. And you can't let up. You have to constantly. Don't think just because we come in here and learn this truth and get a few affirmations under our belt that everything's going to be peachy clean and we don't have to worry anymore because I got an affirmation. You have to feel this truth that you're using. You have to get to a point where you know it deep down inside. So after that season of studying and moving through that season of growth, what's next? What do we do with that? Do we just think it and let it lay dormant? Or do we take the thoughts and the things we gleaned from meditation and prayer work and from all the services that you may have attended? Do you take that and use it in your daily life? You know, I like to watch the Catholic Mass, the Pope's Mass. I'm not Catholic, I didn't grow up Catholic, but there's something about that atmosphere when you watch that. All paths lead to God. The atmosphere is rich. And it's full. And there's always something you can glean from that experience, from watching that. I love watching various entities come together in a common thought, one presence, one power. So what's next? What are you going to do with the revelations that you receive? Well, Charles Fillmore said, resurrection takes place when the whole person, spirit, soul, and body, come into the consciousness of the Christ life, appropriate Christ life. Collectively, appearances tell us that we're not any closer to the goal of living fully from Christ consciousness. But what do we do with appearances? We see through the appearances, don't we? We get down to the gut of the matter. We have the tools to overcome all adversity. We are overcomers, you and I. So over the next few months, feel the stirrings of spirit occurring deep within you. Don't go back to business as usual, that which is comfortable. You are like Ruth's sister, Oprah, if you do that. Sometimes we hear truth, but we neglect to put it in action. Truth works better when you put it into motion, into action. When you express it, when you practice it, when you exercise it, when you listen to that still, small voice and follow through. Our quest is for higher heights. A higher state of consciousness. It's a desire to experience more of the presence of God. Where? In us. In us. And when we become conscious of truth, challenges, opportunities, they'll still happen. But through the Christ within, you can move through them. Scripture tells us, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for you. In the scripture it says, for them that love him. We know that we all have that spark of divinity in us. God is love, and love is God. So love is there. We need to wake it up and shake it up and use it. Believe in the possibility of all beings coming together as one. That's not just words we say. Believe in the possibility of all beings coming together as one. And as you do that, you grow in consciousness. And you come to a point, yes, things happen in the world, but you know what? They have no power over you as you know the truth. So what happens next is your choice. You believe that? What happens next is your choice. You know, there's a lot of naysayers out here. Are you going to fall back on your old way of thinking and go with the naysayers? Or are you going to step forward in faith and know that all things are working together for your good? I like this because in Matthew 28, 16 through 20, it reads, then the 11 went away to Galilee. This was after the crucifixion and the resurrection. Then the 11 went away into Galilee. Galilee is representative of energy of life, life activity, acting in conjunction with spiritual substance. God is the substance that underlies everything in the universe. The 11 went away into Galilee and into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them or told them to go. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given in me, in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." Holy Spirit, that's that activity of God moving, that moving force in the universe. And in the last verse, we can all take heed to this. He said to go forth, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, in our studies, we think of it more in the translation stuff as the end of an age. You know, we're moving from one state to another state. Collectively, in unison as one. We're those of us who are grasping this truth and knowing this truth and knowing what we are spiritually, have a task to do, and that's to go forth and be the light. I always say, you don't have to tell people anything. Just walk the talk. Live the truth that you're learning. Be the light for other people. You know, I had on a job I had, someone was, in the beginning, people would come to my desk, all these complaints, all this murmuring, just like they did when they were moving to the promised land. You know, they murmured. They didn't want to do this, they didn't want to do that. And when I began to take what they were saying and give it back to them as a positive, people quit coming to my desk with all that stuff. You know, God is good, because I knew that those who were ready to accept the truth of their being would keep, you know, we have good conversations. But all else was falling off to the wayside. And you can grow from that. Keep a positive attitude. Stay in the Spirit. Observe all the things whatsoever I command you. Whatever the teachings of Jesus were, they're powerful teachings. Love one another. What's more powerful than that? Love goes forth and gathers energy. And love can change an atmosphere. Just like that. If you're ever in an argument, begin to think love thoughts. Send vibrations to that person. Two things might happen. Either they're going to leave and walk away from you and diffuse that, or they're going to stay and embrace you and know that they've been changed by the words and the attitude you've shown them. So what happens next? Your choice. Your choice. I have not seen nor ear heard or entered into the hearts of those who have chose the path that we're choosing. Yes. So let's take a moment and let's turn to meditation. Meditation is our connection. That's your opportunity. Meditation, you don't have to sit hours on end, although if you can, that's great. That's fantastic. But take a few moments of your day. Contemplate the goodness of God. Look at some beauty out your window, or close your eyes and feel that beauty within yourself. That's all it takes. Sometimes just a moment of time. So take a deep breath and release it, and you can focus on the candles up here, or you can just close your eyes gently. We are spiritual beings, you and I, and it's important to make that connection. We are instruments of the divine, and as we make this inward journey, we breathe in and breathe out and feel ourselves moving into our heart region, moving into our inner selves, making that journey. And that still, small voice beckons us along the way. Come, my child, and rest. Come to the ever-flowing fountain and be fed. You are loved unconditionally and fully. You are one with the presence and power of Spirit. All that you need to make it through any appearances in life are contained within you. Each time you take time in prayer, you experience a resurrection, a coming together of spirit, soul, and body. And you come to that point deep within where you reach your inner chamber, where you reach your resting place, and you step over the threshold, and immediately you are flooded with unconditional love. And immediately you are flooded with peace that passes all understanding. And you breathe in deep and breathe out and take a moment to rest in the quiet, connecting with your indwelling spirit. We're so grateful, dear God. We give you thanks for all things. We're grateful that the mind of Christ is within us, and we can turn within and connect and know and be. We're grateful that every step we take, we may move forward in your presence and in your power. So for this and all things, for your activity moving in and throughout us, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We claim it right here, right now. And we know that with every step forward, we are faith-filled and faithful. For the truth moves in and throughout and all and round about us. And so we claim it right here, right now. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. I got so excited, I didn't lead us through the Lord's Prayer, so let's do so right now. As we affirm together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as we carry those words in our hearts, let's affirm this affirmation. And it's, with every step forward, I am faith-filled and faithful. Together, with every step forward, I am faith-filled and faithful. And look around. Look at someone. We want to affirm this for them. And we'll use you together. With every step forward, you are faith-filled and faithful. And together as a community, working together, building together, learning together. Let us affirm this for everyone using we. With every step forward, we are faith-filled and faithful. And so it is. Bless you. This is a part of our service where we all can participate by giving of our love offerings and our tithes. You know, as we give, we receive, not expecting, but it's just a law of circulation. And so as we give of our love offerings, we're sending them out to the communities to work. When we pay the electric bill, we're helping support many families because they take those jobs and they go forth. So everything we do with our substance, we're supporting one another. So if you take your love offering in your hand, let's rub some energy into it. Yeah, that energy is alive and well and moving in and throughout. Let's affirm our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Bless you.